This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TELADOC health/whatsyourwhy.
And that's the second part. Vic used a lot of these flat or hook defenders that we talked about a lot. That's the edge guys dropping in the coverage. And I know that's going to be a talking point, and I tried to write about it, and I tried to calm the, because I know people are going to be upset by that. They're doing 7-on-7s.
It's all passing.
Entirely a passing camp. So he's not working on the pass rush, or did he? He's just working on these coverage techniques, and so I wouldn't get too worked up about that. He is going to drop players more.
Welcome in, Eagles fans. A good May 23rd, Thursday edition of Birds 365. We got some good stuff to talk about today. I'm sure as you all saw, the Eagles were out there for their OTAs. First one open to the media. So Johnny Mac had a chance to look at everything yesterday. Johnny Mac, good Thursday morning to you, sir. How you doing this morning?
Doing well, yeah. Finally get some, I don't want to call it football. I saw my buddy Dave Sangaro said football. I don't know if it's football, but it's
not quite football, but closer to football than what we've seen.
Yeah, it's a nice replicant. At least it's something, and the guys are out on the field. But you know, it's largely, we talked about yesterday, it's largely a passing camp. So you'll see a lot of things. We can only talk about what we see. So, you know, and we'll talk about that plenty, but also, you know, take it with a grain of salt. May 22nd, nothing that happened on the field yesterday is going to be all that meaningful down the road, but good foundational step for the young players specifically.
Yeah, good stuff. Some interesting stuff honestly came out. I was a little surprised by like where Isaiah Rodgers and that lined up, but we'll get into all that. Just your biggest takeaways. Obviously everybody was excited to see Saquon Barkley. A lot of people excited to see the rookies. I know you're not seeing too much, but you at least saw them out there. What was it like to see Saquon Barkley with the offense? How did some of the rookies look?
I thought Quinyon Mitchell was one of the better players of the day. Kind of showed off some of his off-ball coverage skills, which were, you know, the talking points. And he peeled off. It made a nice pass breakup at one point, which is, you know, one of those natural things that sounds easier. I mean, Slay's kind of famous for that. And he talked about how he models his game after Slay. But that's easier said than done when you're able to peel off and do something like that. So I thought that was a very positive part of the session. And predictably, they started him out on the second team, even though a bunch of corners weren't there. Obviously, James Bradbury, we talked about, was not there. Neither was Kaylee Ringo.
That was the one that was surprising to me. I know it's voluntary, so I don't want to beat him up too much, but when you're fighting for a roster spot, I mean, I said yesterday, I hope everything's okay. You know, like, you know,
and a lot of things, you know, I don't know why he wasn't there, but sometimes guys have personal things they have to take care of, other obligations. You know, I know Nick Saban's charity golf tournament was the other day. So there's a lot of reasons and Kaylee's not fighting for roster spot.
But he's fighting for playing time. I mean,
he's fighting for playing time. Yeah. But he's going to be here. I wouldn't get too worked up. And that's why I said, so you brought up Isaiah Rodgers for an example. Isaiah started, and I put that in quotations, but he started because Bradbury wasn't there. Kaylee Ringo wasn't there. And even Eli Ricks got hurt, a little bit tweaked, was at the start of practice, but then kind of left and didn't take part in team drills. Not too serious because he was still out there watching, but clearly they're being very cautious. So you're going to see a lot about Isaiah Rodgers starting, but that's the reason he was starting. And again, they're not going to let Quinyon Mitchell or Cooper DeJean. That's sort of just how Nick does it. He's going to default to more of a veteran player, even though he wasn't playing here. He's still going to default to him over rookie player. So I wouldn't take, you know, I wouldn't get too excited about that. But and that's part of the thing about OTAs. You have to realize the players that aren't there. So Lane Johnson wasn't there, and Mekhi Becton's your starting right tackle in individual work.
Yeah, how did he look? I know.
Massive,
right? Yeah, standing next to my lot, and there's finally
incredibly, yeah. Nice. Just incredibly big guy. And I talked about it yesterday. You know, he's listed at 6'7", and you start saying, can he play right guard? And Tyler Steen's 6'5", and it doesn't seem like that much of a difference. Landon Dickerson, 6'6". But boy, he just looks bigger. I don't know if they undersold him, but I don't know if he's going to project inside the guard. Devontae Smith wasn't there, which really, really showed you how thin the Eagles are at receiver right now. CJ Uzama wasn't there, the backup tight end, so that gave Albert O an opportunity, Grant Calcaterra more of an opportunity. I don't know if Albert hit that one out of the park, specifically had a drop. He gets open, though. You can see the athleticism, but the consistency just isn't there. Josh Sweat wasn't there. Trying to think of anybody else. Those were the bigger names.
I think those were all the players. No Bradbury, no Ringo, no Devontae, no Lane Johnson, no Josh Sweat, and no CJ Uzama. And then no Jake Elliott. But
And that's the second part. Vic used a lot of these flat or hook defenders that we talked about a lot. That's the edge guys dropping in the coverage. And I know that's going to be a talking point, and I tried to write about it, and I tried to calm the, because I know people are going to be upset by that. They're doing 7-on-7s.
It's
entirely a passing camp. So he's not working on the pass rush, he's just working on these coverage techniques. And so I wouldn't get too worked up about that. He is going to drop players more, a little bit more than what you saw with Jonathan Gannon, Sean Desai, Matt Patricia, but not to a ludicrous degree. I think people are going to get way too upset about that. So I'm trying to cut it off at the pass. But that's what they're working on right now. And I would say, you know, Devin White, who's a player I haven't been high on, looked really good. N'Kobe Dean's not back yet. He was able to stretch. He's getting close. And it's not a new injury. God, I get so many that, boy, I mean, these guys work. I can't stand the, he's always injured. He's rehabbing from foot surgery. It's not a new injury. He's still coming back, and he's close. And we'll see. It was Devin White and Zach Bond, who were the starting linebackers. So we did have Zach Bond at off ball linebacker. That was key as well. And Devin was the mic, and he looked pretty good. A bunch of guys said he looked overweight, and he did. He's listed at 237. He looked, but he can move, man.
Yeah, could you see some of that raw talent? I mean, he was taken out in the draft. Can you see some of that?
They tried a wheel route to Barkley at one point. He was all over him. I mean, there was nothing, no space. And that's what you're looking for when you're talking about running backs. You're trying to match them up with linebackers. And there was no separation whatsoever. And Jalen Hurts tried to force it in there, just nothing. So he did a good job. But nobody's ever questioned his athleticism. It's sort of the other stuff and how instinctive he is. But I will say, you know, depending on how Zach Bond develops as an off-ball linebacker, and maybe I put too much stock in Vic Fangio mentioning him first when he was talking about his linebackers. When he was asked about the linebackers, the first name that came out of his mouth was Zach Bond. And maybe it's going to be more of a competition than we think. with the off-ball linebackers.
Yeah, how did Jeremiah Trotter Jr. look? I know he was playing third-team reps, but did you get any chance to look at him?
Didn't stand out either way. You didn't see anything.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair. We help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job or your deodorant or your lunch or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Really bad. Nothing really good either. So, you know, day three rookie starting on the third team. That makes sense. And he'll slowly move up from there because it's not like you have a ton of depth. Ben Van Sumeren and Oren Burks were the second team linebackers, and Jeremiah Trotter was with Brandon Smith on the third team. And remember, N'Kobe's not there, so when he's there, somebody gets knocked down. Most likely Zach Bond, but we'll see how they do it. It's interesting because Devin was the green dot, not that they have the communication out there, but he was running the defense right as the middle linebacker without N'Kobe Dean. With N'Kobe Dean, in theory, he'd move to the weak side. But we'll see. It's a little bit more interesting, and it's only one day, but I think maybe there's going to be a little bit more of a competition there because, look, N'Kobe Dean's got to prove himself. There's no question about that.
I want to welcome everybody in this morning. It's an exciting day if you're a fan of football, I think. I mean, we're in May, so if you're an Eagles fan, we've made it through the back half of January, February, March, April. We're almost through May, so we are getting closer. We are certainly in the back half of the offseason, getting closer now. Obviously, Eagles OTAs are underway. The rookies are out there. So it's a very exciting time, at least for me it is. I'm excited to get football back. I'm excited to get the Eagles back. I want to welcome everybody in. Tyler, James, Jason, Madness. We appreciate all you guys for joining the show this morning. Make sure you like the show. We'll be keeping you guys updated all offseason long, all the way up to training camp, all the way through the OTAs and into preseason and football season. It's right around the corner, guys. So really good stuff. Johnny Mac, I want to ask you about quarterback one. Everybody's got a lot of high expectations for Jalen Hurts coming into this year. I know you probably didn't see much, but you at least got to see him out there. How did he look? And what was the energy like around him and the whole team?
The energy was fine. It wasn't great from the first team offense. And I think a lot of that had to do, again, it's a passing drill, it's passing camp, and we're looking right at all passing plays, and they didn't have any receivers basically other than AJ Brown, so I think they struggled a little bit. The defense certainly, if you're going to grade the day, the defense certainly won, which you can say is positive because that's the group that needs the most improvement from the offense, which is supposed to be really good. It wasn't great, but again, you have Joseph Nada out there, and Paris Campbell's your number two receiver. So a lot of that is understandable. A lot of drops. Alberto had a drop. Joseph had a drop. Joseph not. Will Shipley really, really fought the football pretty much the entire practice, but obviously that's second, third team reps catching the football. You saw more motion, so you expected that from Kellen Moore. I know somebody asked me if there's any 21 personnel, two running backs on the field at the same time. I didn't see it. Somebody else told me they saw one instance where, Barkley was in the slot and Kenny Gainwell was in the backfield. And I did see the play. Kenny Gainwell actually caught a quick pass. So on the other side of where Barkley was, I didn't see Barkley, but that's what this other reporter said. And essentially they were using him as a decoy and getting the football. Kenny looked really good as a receiver. Kenny Pickett looked good. Kenny Pickett looked very sharp.
There you go.
I think the Eagles.
Flagger just asked you if he looks like an upgrade from Mariota.
Yeah, I think he's an upgrade over Marcus Mariota. I, you know, you never want the backup quarterback to play, but if you need him to win you a game or two, I think they're much better equipped to do that with Kenny Pickett. It's one day. I'm not going to go overboard, but he looked very, very sharp. He looked very confident. So I think that's an, yeah, I think that's an upgrade. And he was one of my more impressive players of the day. In fact, Kenny Pickett had the best throw of the day, which was a back shoulder to Kenny Gainwell in the end zone on the last play of practice, and they cut it off. Now the defense was complaining that Gainwell stepped out and came back in, which he might have, you know, we don't have replay on these things,
yeah.
But it didn't affect the throw. The throw was perfect. Yeah, he looked good. And I would say that Quinyon looked really good, as I mentioned, just natural ability. And I would think the other, you know, Tyler Steen is the all steam ahead there with him as the starting right guard. I mean, they gave him the podium treatment, obviously he took the first team reps, and they want him to seize that job. There's no question about it. So that to me was a big story of the day as well. Avante Maddox, they used him at slot corner. He was the starting slot corner expected, but he was also a backup safety. So we had been talking about that as, well, who's your fourth safety? Maybe it's Avante Maddox.
Right.
Maybe
they were rotating him in there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To get that extra body at cornerback because you have so many cornerbacks. And then, yeah, the hook defender, which people are not going to like, but they used a lot of that, very liberal. But that's because of the drills they were running.
Yeah. I mean, it's an all-out passing drill. You're not going to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I wouldn't get too. But it was more Nolan Smith than Bryce Huff or Jalix Hunt or people like that. Brandon Graham got the first rep as a hook defender. That's, of course, deference to his status. But I don't like that strategy.
35-year-old BG dropping into coverage.
I don't like that strategy. But again, it's 7-on-7 pass.
Yeah, so I get it. There's always nuance to these things. I think some people get too carried away one way or the other. It's all, you know, all good. I want to get to our buddy James Carver. James, thank you for the super chat, man. All the super chats are much appreciated. They go a long way in helping keep the channel and supporting the channel. So we do appreciate it. A big thank you, Johnny Mac, for all the videos and picks. You're the best. Aside from not being a day one, Anais has a Hall of Fame slot guy. kidding.
Well, Anais is getting closer too. He's not back from, they found a stress fracture in his medical testing. So that's what he's working back from. He's getting closer, but he wasn't in team drills at all. He was out there stretching. He was watching also Britton Covey and Cooper DeJean were the punt returners when they were doing punt return drills. And he was the third, but he was just watching. So he'll get involved in that mix as well when he's healthy. But yeah, I mean, they could use Anais Smith hitting the ground. Johnny Wilson as well hitting the ground running because it ain't fun.
He looked big, man. I saw a couple pics of him floating around. He looked big.
Well, that's who Quinyon Mitchell peeled off, and there was a throw from Kenny Pickett, I believe, to Johnny Wilson that Quinyon Mitchell broke up. So that was a positive. And the defense as a whole, as I said, they probably outperformed. If you're going to grade it, they get the win on day one of OTAs.
Day one, defense up one. Yeah. Good stuff from the defense. We're going to take our first commercial timeout here. We got John Stolness in the green room. And then later on in the show, in hour number two, Johnny Mack and I are going to get into each side of the football. What stood out to him? I know we just did kind of our overall recap. What stood out to Johnny at his first day down at OTA? But we'll kind of dive into the weeds a little bit and talk about all the things. It's special teams even. I'm excited to talk to you about Cooper DeJean. I know he was taking some punt returns, as you just mentioned. But we'll get into all of that. Make sure you guys like the show if you are in here. Coming up next, John Stolness will join us on Birds 365, and we'll get into more OTA stuff. So keep it right here on Birds 365.
If you missed any of today's show on the Jacob Media channel, listen to the podcast on your way home. Available on YouTube, Apple, and Spotify.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.